Hello, this is Kendall Parsley on the Kendall Parsley Podcast. I want to talk about what's been going on with this whole debate about Eminem and Jay-Z. I had enough. I don't know if it was last week or earlier this week, I may have to check, part where he said it. I may have to look on YouTube. But Tony Yayo went on Vlad TV, and he had said that he agrees with 50 that Eminem has made more impact on hip hop than Jay-Z. And I appreciate, even though I grew up more of a Murder, Inc. fan, I appreciate Tony Yayo's loyalty. 50 Cent. I'm seeing people like Bow Wow, Turn on Jermaine Dupri, and, you know, that's why, as a Murder, Inc. fan, I appreciate Ja Rule for always being loyal to Earth Guy. Like, I love it. But, man, you gotta stop being it. I understand Eminem wore a free Yale shirt at some award show. All that stuff, right? And obviously, we know that Eminem signed 50 along with Dr. Dre, Shady at the Map / Aniscope. Jimmy Iovine, Dr. Dre, Eminem. Oh, jab beef, all that. But man, we gotta stop this bootlicking stuff. And I wanna cuss, but you know what? Forget it. Today I'm gone and break my own rule. What the fuck is wrong with the bootlicking, man? We gotta stop this bullying and shit. We gotta stop it. Eminem is a great artist. But in no way has he made more impact than Jay-Z. He ain't even made more impact than Ja Rule. You know why? See, impact is having, like, people do your style and all that stuff. People say stuff and beef just because they beefing with them. Do you honestly think that 50 Cent at the least study Ja Rule moves? At least back in the day he did. Olivia's Ashanti all day. Olivia is Ashanti all day. Ashanti comes from Ja Rule. 21 Questions video looks like the Put It On Me video. Go watch it. The only reason why I say that because the impact, maybe he had impact among white rappers. The Pop Walls, the Bubba Sparks, even people like Ryan Lewis and Macklemore. and Machine Gun Kelly, obviously. Man, it's like, but that's about the impact that he had. That's about how. But as far as black people, yeah, we really had no impact on us. We can't relate to that stuff that he talked about. It's more relatable and more impactful than Jay-Z. You know that about a year ago, let me see, it's March, so maybe in like September, it'll be a full year, September or something, I think it was September. September, August, whatever. DJ Khaled came out with the God Dear song. And what was everybody talking about? How many verses was that? I mean, how many bars was that? Over 60, 70 bars of God Dear from Jay-Z. People still talking about it today. They was just at the Grammy Awards recently. A month ago. What are we doing? Saying Eminem has had more impact than Jay-Z. Whoa. What are we doing? He never had an impact on my life. I listen to the music. But I relate to more of the black rappers. Fifty Cent, I understand his loyalty to Eminem, but he's making himself look like a lapdog for Eminem. He said that Future, I don't know what the heck went on behind the scenes, but 50 Cent did something to him. Remember the part in God Did when he said that Jay-Z wasn't niggas say I ain't known internationally. Saying I wasn't known internationally. That's what Jay-Z said. He was talking about 50 Cent. He had said it in some interview. Like, come on, man. And now you're saying on Ari Melber on MSNBC, Future is more impactful in the streets than Jay-Z? We all like Future music. But he would never have more impact than Jay-Z in the streets. Maybe in the streets of Atlanta. But we love Jay-Z. I don't understand what is going on with 50 Cent and Jay-Z. Why he's taking all these shots at Jay-Z. Saying that Jay-Z didn't want him at the Super Bowl and this and that. Talking about Jay-Z's hair and all that. Jay-Z's dreads. I don't know what it's going, but I know this. I know Hov is listening. I know Hov is watching all this stuff. He's gonna get him one of these days. I don't know where it's gonna be a verse, but it's going completely at 50. Stop it, man. I know 100 guest verses. That is long verses, period. Maybe I'm stressing about saying 100, but I know a lot of Jay-Z's guest verses alone. That's better than, come on, Izzo, Thank You. I relate to all that stuff that Jay-Z is talking about. My favorite Eminem song is Sing for the Moment. Yeah, he had great verses on other people's stuff. But we got... Oh, the reason why I was saying earlier about enemies just saying stuff just because they're enemies, and I brought up Ja and 50, and how 50, I think, loved Ja Rule's music, but he's not afraid, he's afraid to say it publicly, because the image. Nas, he said it because they were beefing. Eminem killed you on your own shit. And you know, for a minute I believed it, but then the more I kept listening to it, I'm like, dang, maybe I even overreacted, because I'm listening to the stuff Jay-Z was rapping about in Renegade, and I'm like, everything he's speaking about, I relate to. It's fire. Do you listen to music, or do you just skim through it? I'm influenced by the ghetto you ruined. Let me tell you something. Go back and listen to the bars of Song of Cry. Everybody can relate to that. I know a way a nigga living was whack. Don't get a nigga back like that. Hey, Jay-Z has way more impactful verses on his own songs and on somebody else's songs than Jay-Z, including the one I talked about earlier. God did. Stop it, man. Stop the bootlicking. You understand that 50 puts you on and all that? Stop the bootlicking. Eminem puts you on, but stop the bootlicking. You know? Stop it. Another thing I want to talk about is, this thing with Adam 22. Guys, this is the reason why a lot of us as black people get upset when white people come into the culture. That's the reason why all people get upset when, because they're going to just use it. And then go venture out to something else. They use it for fame. Then some of that fame is so they use it for something. They out to something else. Adam 22 had a lot of black staffers. Let me see. I first heard of his name in 2016 I want to say it was when he interviewed Tat Stone, ironically. Took the stand and all that. But he said middle finger from the stand, so. But anyway, it was Tat Stone. I think I remember seeing him interview. And it was about the camera. And since then, well, that was one of the main highlights of the interview. You talked about Cam responding to him when he went on Vlad TV and called Cam and Pac a snitch. I remember that. And Cam had a funny Cam was just hilarious. But that's how and then he went off to interview Dame Dash, and it looked like they was getting ready to do a show together, a podcast together or something, a joint venture podcast or something. Or they joined together. Actually, I think Adam 22 was the one he was talking to anyway, after the Jay-Z went out there. Went through all that criticism for saying that it ain't no, he said something about we're past kneeling. And Dame Dash responded. Was one of the people that responded. He responded by saying, "Oh, everybody know Jay-Z ain't shit." And that was Adam 22 you talking to. So I ain't really know about Adam 22 until those things. But later on, he got bigger and bigger. Sorry about that. Adam 22 this week has been getting criticized because he had fired most of the black people on his staff because of, I think they felt some type of way behind the scenes about him interviewing neo-Nazis, I don't even know how to say this dude's name. One of them. He's the guy that Kanye was hanging around saying anti-Semitic and all that other racist stuff. But another one was, of course, Richard Spencer. Richard Spencer is outright, and they call him this quote unquote reformed Nazi. workers came out and publicly said, "Yo, I'm disappointed in you, Adam." After that, We can't do the Tuesday show no more. So you don't hold yourself accountable, and in that interview, he was laughing at slavery jokes, and everybody called him out on him, like, bro, what you doing? But we thought you was an ally to our community. But see, he's not the first person, a white person to do this, and he's not the last one. Even though he says that he didn't plan to do a podcast out of the sake of being in hip-hop culture, Andrew Schultz got into the hip-hop culture by doing a podcast with Charlamagne. And I actually liked Andrew. But then more and more, he just seemed like a dude that felt sorry for racist white people because of economics. Now, I know, I mean that stupid economic anxiety stuff. By the way, Donald Trump, he's saying some stupid stuff out here. We'll see if he actually gets arrested Tuesday, but I'm done getting my hopes up. I believe it when I see it. Anyways, stay on topic. Andrew Schultz, out of nowhere, just started. He made me look at him in some way. Then he's interviewing Alex Jones, and he's one of these. You know, he comes from that comedian world where they try to make a joke out of stuff. You know, we are more serious now when it comes to this racism stuff. And it just seems like he always caping up for racist now or not. I don't like it. So, but how did he get in the game? He was standing next to Charlamagne on the podcast every day. Then he uses that. He could be Black Effect all day. Blah, 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 blah. Sitting there. But then when you get up, you're not so much. You don't seem like you're so much of an ally anymore. And that's what's going on with Adam 22. He thought he was an ally, then started making these moves where it's like, what you do that for? Right? And so, that's just what it is. And that's part of the reason why we don't understand why white people get accepted in our culture. They ain't gonna do nothing but take it over, try to steal it, and all that. And then, see, as I mentioned Machine Gun Kelly, right after he dissed Eminem, he's throwing a rock. Like, why don't you sign the Diddy for years? Like, you throwing a rock now? Like, I didn't understand it. You know? It's crazy. We gotta stop letting these white people use us. Use our culture just to get on there. Use their white privilege to say, I don't really need these N-words anymore. I can do it by myself. Or I can hang out with a Nazi and act all cool with them.
We gotta do better, B. We gotta do better. Stop caping up for this white man saying that stop using our culture. Stop. In a friendly manner. This is why we also don't care if you put on black people on your put black people on your staff, because if you could put black people on your staff but also use offend those same black people that's on your staff by putting racist and Nazi folks on your platform, then what's the point of you putting up? Like, what was the point of you doing all that? Like, come on, man. It's like, yeah, so let me know your thoughts. Adam22, Tony Ayo, 50 Cent, caping up for Eminem. All right, I'll talk to you guys later. Let's get these views up, or these listens up. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye. Hello, this is Kendall Parsi.